The kids learned several songs at camp, and once we get situated in the choir loft, they wanted to share a couple of them with you.
In keeping with a family tradition, we're going to let Joe get us started on the first one, okay? Whenever you're ready, Joe. Everybody ready?
Home River is the place to be. Camp Dillon's waiting there for me. Land spreading us so far and wide. Keep us in this in that countryside. Camp Dillon's where I'm gonna stay. Good times are rolling night and day. Growing grace and knowledge of God's word. Giving them to those who never heard. Giving them to those who never heard.
Time we're going to let the kids have an opportunity to come up and the ones who feel led to and the two I picked to get it started. We asked them to come up, we asked Jared and Molly to go ahead and come forward and get us started and let the kids tell you a little bit about their week.
Hello. Well, camp was a blast, but before I go any further, I just want to thank the church so much for paying for my trip. It was just a real blessing. I'm so glad that I got the opportunity to go. This is my first year at camp, and it was awesome. I made a bunch of friends. The chapel was great. Mr. D was a great preacher. The food was not. the food was great. It was great. Well, I I just really enjoyed it. There were so many things we did. We shot BB guns, arrows, paintball guns. We also had the zip line that went over the pond. I fell on the net. It was not fun. It hurt. But camp was just a real blast, and it was just such a blessing to go. And I just thank y'all so much for paying for my trip. Thank y'all.
But this year was my first year going to camp ever in my life. And it was really, really fun. I was going there thinking, oh no, this is gonna be the worst week of my life, you know? And I went there and the first message that I heard there, he was a really, really good preacher. And he was preaching on hell and, you know, how just it's a bad place, you know? And I was thinking, you know, it shouldn't be for anyone to go there. And but anyway, that was like the most fun I've had in like all my life. It was fun. You know, we did water activities, we did, you know, volleyball, and that was my favorite part, the volleyball. But I thank you guys for paying for my trip. That was really such a blessing that my parents didn't have to pay for me to go, you know. And thank you.
This year was my second year going to camp. Last year it was fun, but this year I had the best time of my life. I'd like to thank the church for paying for it, because this year, if I want to go on, I want to have so much fun that I had last year. If I want to go on last year, I want to come this year.
This was my first time I went to church camp. It was like amazing. Paintball was fun. It was just amazing.
Camp was really fun this year, and I want to thank the church for letting me go, because that's as much fun as I've had in a long, 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 long while. And our preacher was really good, and I want to thank the church for paying for me to go to camp.
This is my second time at church camp. And last year, it was really fun. This year, it was fun, too. Everything was really fun and all, but hearing the preacher was the best part. I loved his stories and everything, and I got saved last year, and that's all.
This is my first time going to camp. I really enjoyed it. But the favorite thing I loved the most was the preaching. That's all.
Just to echo what the kids said, I too wanted to thank the church. I mean, I had four kids that went this year, and if it hadn't been for you folks, I don't know if I could have sent them all, because it's a great camp, but it's a little costly, but it's well worth it. And I just want to say thank you to the church family, to my church family for all that. And I came across something a while back, and it came to my mind while I was thinking about what I could say to thank you folks tonight. And I'd like to read something that we use in Boy Scouts as we challenge our leaders. And it goes something like this. An old man going a lone highway came at the evening, cold and gray, to a chasm vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sullen stream had no fear for him. But he turned when safe on the other side, and he built a bridge to span the tide. Old man, said a fellow pilgrim near, you're wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the end of the day. You will never again pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build you this bridge at this evening tide? The builder lifted his old gray head. Good friend, in the path I have come, he said, there followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that has been nothing to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I'm building this bridge for him. And when I look at my church family, I see a whole auditorium full of bridge builders. Building bridges, because as adults, physically and spiritually, the streams we cross are not as treacherous as the ones these young people cross. And I just want to thank you all for being bridge builders and for sending these kids to camp. Thank you.